All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, June 4th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a three-game early MLB slate get underway already. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have a 10-game MLB I'm sure plenty of people will be building their golf lineups today. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim pulled up here. Did have a few questions come in prior to the show, so we will start there and then just kind of see where we go. All right, first question. Can you explain why in a cash game you recommend using the optimizer and not contest sims? You don't want players that are correlated? All right, good question. So the first reason we recommend, or well, let me say this. The reason we don't recommend contest sims is because we do not project ownership for cash games, okay? So the contest sims, right, are taking your lineups and your build, putting them into a contest with the field lineups, which the ownership projections are effectively the exposures for players in the field lineups. And so we are basically saying, hey, we are projecting ownership for the $15, 150 max, we're projecting ownership for the $121 single entry, right? Like those are some of the contests that represent these different buckets, right? We're projecting ownership for the high stakes, $333 contest, like whatever they're running today, right? We are not projecting ownership for cash games at any point. So that's one reason you can't use the contest sims with it. Second here, right, is that GBP payout structures are scaled, right? They are higher on top and then they drop very, very quickly, right? It's not like a linear like path up. It's like very, kind of like jumpy, kind of just like straight line up. Like you're here and then boom, you're here and then boom, you're here and then boom, you're here, right? You can go up like one placement point at a time and jump like very, very high. With cash games, right, you're basically trying to beat 50% of the field. Right, it might be a 100-man double up or something like that. Well, you're just trying to beat 50% of the field, right? You're not trying to get first. Like getting first and getting 49th, there's actually no difference, right? So the contest sims are good at determining like what lineups have like high upside and things like that. So for cash games, what we recommend is we recommend building by optimizer mode, because what optimizer mode does, right, it prioritizes projected score. Projected score is effectively, think about it as like the floor of your lineup. You want your lineup to have a very high floor. You want your lineup floor to be higher than the other lineups in your contest, right? You're kind of not playing for upside in a cash game. You're playing for a higher floor than your opponents, right? It's kind of backwards thinking. So the optimizer mode will build the mathematical highest projected lineup first, and then it will build the second highest projected, and then the third, and then the fourth, right? Sim mode doesn't care about that. You could run and build on sim mode and then run and build on optimizer mode, sort by projected score, and the highest projected score in your sim build will probably be different than the optimizer mode, because the sim mode, what it's doing, right, is it's taking, say, five sims from this game and five sims from that game and then that one and then that one and then that one, playing them out, building one lineup, putting it into your pool, and then doing that again, right? At no point does it really care what the average projection of the players is, right? When it takes the five sims, it will average out the scores across the five and then use that number as the player's score in that set of sims. So they just work different. I think effectively you're trying to accomplish a different goal in cash games than you are in tournaments. So I would stick with optimizer mode and projected score for cash games, and then sim mode and contest sims or saber score for tournaments. But good question. All right, next question. By sorting with saber score, is it okay to not make any adjustments post-build, or is that not recommended? If I do no adjustments post-build, do I have a higher chance of duplication? Thanks. Okay, good question. So let's answer this second part first. So duplication is something that you should think about on a sport and slate type level, right? So if I'm playing classic baseball, generally I don't need to worry very much about duplication. But if I'm playing MMA, now I need to be more worried about duplication. It really all comes down to prize pool, how many players are in a lineup. I'm sorry, not prize pool. Player pool. How many players are in the player pool comes down to how many players are in a lineup and then like how many viable lineups there are, right? So like in MMA, that there's, you know, say it's an 11 fight card, there's 22 fighters. There are only, you know, you would have to do like a combination calculator, but you could figure out how many actual lineups you can build out of 22 players. And then how many of those lineups like are actually viable, right? There's a smaller number of that. Like, are you going to stack like all six of like the longest underdogs? Like, probably not, right? What is the salary floor of like some of the lineups, right? So when you start to add in like salary, and then you start to add in, you know, projection, like all of a sudden the number of viable lineups get smaller and smaller, like really, really fast. And some of these contests have, you know, 20,000 entries, right? Sometimes more. So then that becomes like a factor too, right? Like, okay, well, how many entries are going to be in this contest? So duplication is more consistent across like a sport type, or like, okay, NFL Classic, we don't really need to worry about duplication, but NFL Showdown, we definitely need to worry about duplication. So that's where like slate type comes into play. So I don't think there's any special thinking when it comes to duplication on like starter versus ultimate. I think like you need to kind of understand the sport you're playing, and then you basically say like, okay, I'm playing NBA Showdown. Duplication is always a factor in NBA Showdown. And if you don't know, well, the good news is you can go and check, right? You can use Contest Flashback, even if you're a FanDuel player, right? Let's say, you know, you primarily play FanDuel, and we don't have Contest Flashback for FanDuel because FanDuel doesn't allow us to download the contest data. Well, good news is right now their single game format is similar to DraftKings. So like, okay, you know, I'm playing FanDuel, you know, NBA Showdown for the finals tomorrow, and I want to know if I need to account for duplication. Okay, well, just go to a DraftKings slate. I think the most recent one was Sunday. Right, might have been Saturday. Okay, Knicks and Indy. And then we go to the contest tab. And what I would do, I would just find like a similarly sized contest to the one you're going to be playing, right? Okay, we'll just take the flagship in this example. And I go over to users, and I would just look at people who maxed it, sort by sim ROI, and then, you know, look at these sim ROIs, right? Average dupes, 5. Average dupes, 12. Average dupes, 22. Average dupes, 30. This is like a pretty clear snapshot that should tell you, like, hey, you know, duplication is a big factor in NBA single game in this slate size. Like, even if I'm playing on a different site, I should still take it into account because we can see how important it is, right? So that's what you want to think about with regards to duplication. Now, with the first part, by sorting the saber score, is it okay to not make any adjustments post-build, or is that not recommended? So the reason that we recommend making adjustments post-build is because, you know, the builder isn't great by itself in spreading out your risk, right? So, like, for instance, we'll build some lineups for the MLB main slate coming up, make two adjustments to projections. Let's just refresh these. So this effectively be like a starter demo for MLB for today. Okay, two adjustments, and then we just kick this off, right? 500 lineups. We're going to sort by saber score when this is over. And we're just going to let these lineups run and then load. Just give it a second. All right. Lineups are just about done here. Going to be loading up soon. Okay, cool. So let's cancel this contest sim. So we're going to sort by saber score here, right? It's going to be large slate. 10 to 50K is like totally fine to use here. All right. So notice we come in here and this actually looks pretty good. I'm kind of impressed, but we won't always see this. Okay. So part of it could be just like, this is a really big slate. So we're sorting by saber score. We have 84 players in the player pool. Let me get rid of these aggregate metrics. We'll just use average projection. So highest pitcher exposure is 55%. Highest batter exposure is 25%. Okay. These leverages look good. If you load this up, right, and you're like, hey, I'm happy with what I'm seeing, then go ahead, you know, use it. That's like totally fine, right? Mini Neeks is like is a tool, right? Mostly a tool to spread out your risk, to help lower your leverages so you're not taking as aggressive stance. Now, if you load this up and you like what you're seeing, I like what I'm seeing, to be honest, 55, 50, 30, no batter in more than 25%. This looks pretty good to me, but let's say that you don't like what you see. Okay. Well, great. You have tools at your disposal to help you, accommodate those in like a really strong way, right? We're going to diversify our pool. We're going to add players to our player pool. We're going to spread out our risk right now. Our one pitcher went down. Yeah, Pivetta went down to 25%. And we're just taking like two big stands on like Sale and Povich. And then our batter exposures, we still have 25% max, but it looks like they've kind of flattened out a little bit. I'm seeing less double-digit numbers. And then the whole time we've stayed in this 96 projection range, right? We started it with 96. And guess what? You know, we're still at 96, right? And I'm still increasing my mini uniques, but all of this comes down to, do you like what you're seeing, right? And if you're at one and you like it, then cool, you know, leave it. You're going to prioritize the higher ranked lineups. That's a really good thing. And I'd be happy with it, right? But if you don't like it, you know, there's options. So that's a big thing there. Ultimately, it is okay to just leave what you're seeing. All right. So far, so good here. Those were our questions that came in before the show. Knocked out a starter MLB demo. It is Wednesday. I do like to try and build some golf lineups on Wednesdays ahead of the upcoming tournament. So let's go over to the PGA Tour for tomorrow's golf contest. And let's say we're going to play, the birdie. We're participating in the birdie battle here. So I want to load up the birdie. I would probably switch this to flagship 20 max. Prize pool is over 25K, so you probably want that. Going to go to build one. And I'm just going to make two small adjustments to projections. I'm probably not going to touch anything setting-wise. I don't see a big need for it. You could curate your player pool a little bit if you want to. You know, if you want to set like some projection floor of like, hey, don't use players with a projection less than like 35 for like all these guys with like 0.1, 0.2 ownership. You know, I think that's like okay. And if you wanted to raise it to like 45, like sure, you know. I'm not going to do it. I think that's something you could probably tinker around with, but probably a better idea would be to look at like past golf slates and look at good lineups and see if they're doing that right. So like I could go back to like last tournament, go and look at like highest sim ROIers and just say like, hey, you know, sort by projection and like filter for them and just say, hey, you know, what are people doing here? Right. And that would basically look like something like this, because this could be a good thing to demo. So say we go back to like last week's tournament, go back to Thursday, and I want to get an idea like, hey, are top players filtering low projected players out, right? Okay, so I'm not even going to go to the contest I'm playing, right? I'm going to go to, you know, one of the biggest contests in the lobby here. And I'm going to go to users, and I'm going to go to people who 150 max this. And I'm going to sort by sim ROI. So some really high sim ROIs here, okay? What I want to do is filter for one of these players. So I'm going to filter for JSF. And then I'm going to go to projections. And then I'm going to sort by not own. I'm going to sort by SS projection. And then I'm going to see, you know, is there any golfer here that he just completely excluded? And as I go down here, this looks like it was a little bit smaller of a field, but he has a golfer that's like 43 projection, but then nobody under that. So like, maybe I could like make a cutoff here of like 40 if I wanted to, but probably be better to like go and look at like a bigger tournament. This doesn't seem like it was like the biggest tournament around, but effectively, right, this is a way of like showing how you can use ideas from winning players, right? Go and look at like the top three, go and look at the top five, and then see like, hey, what are these players doing, right? And you can get an idea of like whether or not filtering, having some projection filter is a good idea. So that's my thinking there. But if I were doing that, I wouldn't draw too many conclusions, because it seemed like that was like a little smaller field last tournament. So I'd want to find something of like similar size. All right, so going back to our build, we're not going to filter anything right now, but we obviously talked about it. All right, so now here I'm ready. I'm going to build 5,000 lineups, and I'm just going to kick this off. So we already have our birdie contest sim selected, so that's good. Sort by exposure. So this time we're going to let the contest sim run. And we said we're playing the birdie, so that's 20 lineups. So this should switch to ROI, which is good. And I'm going to add an aggregate metric here for average ROI. Cool. So sorting by our contest sim, 20 lineups for the birdie, projection, ROI, aggregate metrics, right off the bat, right? This looks really flat. No golfer in more than 35% of our lineups. We see not like the biggest leverages here, kind of somewhere like a lot of single digit here. We're taking a stand kind of against Rory this time. Seems fine. But again, you know, you have tools at your disposal to change things. If you like things out of the gate, great, you know, leave them alone. But if you want to tinker and you want to change stuff, like, you know, go for it, right? That's what Minimax exposures are for. That's what Mini-Uniques are for, right? You can lock lineups. If you're just scrolling through here and there's a certain lineup you like, okay. If you're scrolling through your pool, right? If you want to go through your pool and like find lineups, you know, you have those options as well. You can filter for players, right? I want more lineups with Lowry. I want to look at them. All of this is customization, but building golf lineups, I'd be pretty happy with what I'm seeing out of the gate here. Going to be competitive, high upside lineups, and that's what you want to take with you into your contests. All right. We are good here with our ultimate golf demo. Let me check office hours one more time. Looks like we're caught up there as well. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.